A little girl that was once asked to write a picture of, to draw a picture summing up who she was. And she drew a picture of her and her family, her mum, her dad, her grandparents, her brothers and her sisters. And the teacher said, no, I asked you to draw a picture of you. And she said, no, that is me. Because who we are is shaped by our most important relationships. And this is a profound truth about the church. Most of the teaching in the Bible, in the New Testament, is written in the plural. Of course, we are individuals. We are each uniquely made in the image of God, with different personalities, different gifts. But we are so much more together. And this is the truth that Paul is teaching here. You are the body of Christ. Three things that we're going to be doing this morning. I'm going to be welcoming in five new members to the church. I'm going to be praying for three new elders and the whole eldership team. And we're going to be gathering around the Lord's table to remember his death, to recognize his body as we prepare to share in the bread and in the wine. What does the Lord ask us to do? He asks us to examine ourselves, that we would recognize the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus. Now, of course, to recognize the body of the Lord Jesus and his blood is to recognize what he's done for us when he hung on that cross and when he was separated from his Father for our sakes, for our sins, for our redemption, to set us free. And we recognize his body and blood by not coming casually, but coming thoughtfully and prayerfully. But we recognize his body when we recognize one another, for we are the body of Christ. We are his body. What does it mean to be a member of the church? We've had 10 new members this month, and I thought it was a good time to briefly show you in Scripture where we get the principle of membership from. We become a member of the church when Christ's death and his resurrection is accepted by faith. It is by faith in what he has done for us that we become members of the church. So we are members of the church if we believe in Jesus. We become members of the church by grace. Some of us are faithful members. Some of us are less faithful members. But we are all members. Members of his worldwide church, preparing to spend eternity with him. And then we commit ourselves to the local church, and that is what membership means at CCC. When we say, I'm not just someone who believes the part of the worldwide church, but I'm part of this church, and this is where I belong. I belong here, a place to belong. Part of the covenant community of Christ here in Godothal, receiving God's love, receiving God's grace, sharing God's grace, sharing God's love. It's also about growing in discipleship. To be part of Christ's body is to grow. The body must grow, and we must grow. And we grow, more often than not, through relationships. If we were back home watching God TV, we might get some good teaching. We might not. I won't go into that. But watching God TV doesn't challenge us because we don't meet anyone who's different from us. We don't have the challenge of having to go and help people when they're in need. We don't have the challenge of having to forgive. God TV Christianity is not biblical Christianity. We must be one body, and we grow together. We grow as we get to know one another better, as we learn from one another. You can't learn from God TV. The only time they speak to you is when they want your money. Please send a check. But they can't speak into your life. But that can happen in community. Also, as we serve together, there are some things that we can do as individuals. We can go to work and we can be a witness for Christ in the workplace. And that's brilliant and that's really important. But there are certain things like the holiday club that we do in the summer. It needs lots of people with lots of different gifts. So when we're serving the local community, we serve in partnership. But also, as we seek to be a witness for Christ, as we're scattered throughout the week as individuals, we can do that so much better when we are in relationship, when people know us, when people know the pressure points in our life, when people can pray for us and ask us how it's going. See, that's what it means to be one body. The word is koinonia. It's used in Acts chapter 2, verse 42, of the church who gave themselves to the fellowship. It's also the word used in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, speaking of Christ's death remembered at the Lord's Supper. Is this not the cup of thanksgiving for which we give thanks? Is it not a participation in the blood of Christ? And is not the bread that we break a participation in the body of Christ? Because there is one loaf, we who are many are one body, for we all partake in the one loaf. This word participation, it means sharing. It means to share at a deep level. It means to fellowship is to share. It is to have communion. The word communion comes from the word koinonia, fellowship. Because when we take the bread and we take the wine, we are united with Christ and we are united with one another in a special way as Christ dwells in the midst. And a strong church is a strong body of sharing, sharing lives together, knowing and being known, sharing food together, sharing resources together, sharing that common purpose of making Christ known, sharing in the pain as well, and sharing in the joy. Sharing Christ's wonderful death and what he's done for us. Sharing that faith together. But this is the verse that's really speaking to me this week. Really challenging my own life, my own heart. How much do I really care? How much do I think of others? How wide do my prayers go? do I feel the pain? I got a phone call this week from Scott McRoberts, who preached here a few weeks ago, and he said, I was reading this passage at the time, the phone went, he said, just wanted to ask Alistair if we could come to your church. I know it's not my church, it's our church, isn't it? Come to our church on Christmas Day. He said, of course, of course. Why do you ask? He said, well, I won't be in Inverness on Christmas Day. My wife has been diagnosed with a serious illness, and I have to go back to her parents at Christmas time. So could our church come and join with your church on Christmas Day? Of course. And then, how can I support you in prayer? How can we support you in prayer as you go through this trial of ill health? And then, the same day, went along to Smithton Free Church, where they had the Barnabas presentation about Christian suffering in different parts of the world, but in particular, in Aleppo, Syria. And I'm not going to go into all the detail right now, but simply to say that Jani Haddad, he tells me that his name basically means John Smith. Jani Haddad, Pastor Jani Haddad, spoke to me and said that he just told me what's really happening and said that what you're seeing on the media is not what's happening on the ground for the Christians in Aleppo. He said that they have about 10 different ministries. One of them is a ministry to widows. Most of the widows are under the age 45. People come to give thanks in prayer meetings for the fact that their prayer meeting has not been bombed, that the bomb has missed the church. And the children whose fathers and mothers are being raped and crucified. Yes, crucified. They're crucifying Christians in Aleppo today. And I just thought, what on earth is going on? How do I respond to this? And this verse says that we need to increase our knowledge of the worldwide church. We need to open our hearts to feel something of compassion for what they're going through. And we need to pray and we need to give. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's just take a moment of silence to prepare for taking the Lord's Supper together. Father, if one part of the body suffers, you tell us that we should all feel the pain. Lord, we thank you for the blessings of electronic media, where we get to know so much more now. But Lord, would you guide us through your Spirit to know the particular part of your church that we should pray for and reach out for. And I feel led to pray particularly for Jani Haddad today and the Baptist Church in Aleppo, Syria. Lord, it was in Damascus that you cried out Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? It was in Damascus that you said to Saul that you felt the pain when he was hurting the Christians. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are connected to us in this special way, in your risen body. We thank you that you are not removed from our suffering and our pain, but that you feel it, and you are the crucified God. And Lord, we thank you that you, through your resurrection, you're also a God who can send power and can send healing according to your will. And we pray today for Heather, Scott's wife, and we pray that you would send your Spirit to encourage them, to fill them with your hope, and according to your will, Lord, to send healing in the name of Jesus. And we ask this in Christ's name. Amen. Let's remain seated, and we're going to sing together as we are gathered. Jesus is here.